high in the Collegiate Peaks wilderness, there's an abandoned metal snow fence. Well, there used to be. A diverse group of volunteers joined a team of mules and horses to haul tons of rebar out of the backcountry last month. Pack strings are one of the few ways to get heavy work done in protected wilderness areas, but their future is uncertain. Elizabeth Stewart Severy joined a mule team on one of its final projects and brings us this story.
Mountain Boy Basin, just east of the summit of Independence Pass, is a popular spot for backcountry skiing. But Karen Teague, director of the Independence Pass Foundation, says there's been a serious hazard lurking beneath the snow for 50 years.
What is amazing to me is no one has yet impaled themselves skiing off Mountain Boy, because it's a very popular place to ski. And there's 3 foot, 1 inch thick rebar sticking out of the ground, but not anymore. It's now gone.
That rebar was left over from a fence built in the early 1960s to manage snow drifts. And Teague and a diverse, rotating cast of volunteers have been working to clear it out of the backcountry for 3 years. It poses a danger not only to skiers, but also to the many species of wildlife that use this area year-round. Plus, Teague says, there's a philosophical reason for cleaning up this man-made mess.
Mountain Boy is a pretty special place. It's wild and pristine wilderness.
She means wilderness with a capital W, the highest form of protection the government gives to public lands. As part of that designation, you're not allowed to use any mechanized or motorized equipment on the land. This keeps the area primitive and also makes for a challenge when you're doing heavy work. But there's a solution. A pack string, mules and horses. Glenn Ryan heads up a regional team for the U.S. Forest Service.
The horses, the mules, still the way to go on so many jobs.
Ryan leads 5 animals on the steep hike in the Mountain Boy Basin, where a crew of inmate workers from the Buena Vista Correctional Facility load saddlebags with rebar.
The majority of the places we're in, you couldn't even get a helicopter in there. There's no way in heck you're getting an ATV in here.
Ryan and the inmates strap huge saddlebags filled with metal fencing across the animals' flanks. It takes at least 2 people to load up each mule. The mules and horses can carry about 120 pounds down the steep hillsides, as long as it's balanced equally on each side.
On the other side or what?
Over 3 days, the pack string hauled out 6 tons of rebar. That's about equivalent to the weight of an elephant. The mules have been in high demand. Their region covered 5 states. It took 3 years to get them for this project, and that came just in time.
This is the last 10 days. That's it. And I just don't know how this stuff is going to get done anymore.
The team has been relocated to the Shoshone National Forest in Wyoming, and at least for next year, it's no longer available for regional work. This is a big blow for the Independence Pass Foundation.
It's going to be a huge loss for us and organizations like ours. I don't know what the substitute is.
White River National Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliam says the regional team has been helpful on big projects. Mules can carry about twice as much weight as a human. But he says it's not a huge loss. He wasn't directly involved in the decision to move the team, but he understands it. It's a question of money and of changing times.
We're tightening our budgets everywhere, and that's just part of it. And even if we had the money, we don't need that. It's not as great a need as it once was.
Fitzwilliams plans to use private outfitters for future projects that might have otherwise requested the regional team. And he says another option is to use human power instead of horsepower. Karen Teague is no stranger to that. Before the mules got here, she rallied a village effort to gather all the fencing material from across the Mountain Boy Ridge and stack it in a long pile on the saddle.
That was all pulled and carried by these guys, by kids, by volunteers, by Jaywalker Lodge folks, by my board members, by anyone we could get up into Mountain Boy to who were willing.
Even with that years-long team effort, there's still more than 1,000 pounds of rebar waiting to be hauled out. So it'll take more time and more human volunteers to return this wild place to true wilderness. Elizabeth Stewart Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.